Hey, my name is Brennan Myers, and welcome to the Create You Experience, where we ignite your breakthrough, create your experience, and bring your vision to life.
I can't sit around and wait till it goes right, cause I've been hopping over obstacles my whole life. I got a vision and I know it's about to take flight. I'm dedicated to growth, I keep my mind right. I fell down, got up, I'm unbreakable. Anything in my way, I'ma break through. Lights, camera, action, take two. Can't worry about what they do. You gotta create you.
Welcome to Create You Experience. It's your host, Brennan Myers. And today we are welcomed by a very special guest. And before we do get started with the podcast, today's episode is sponsored by MyCoachAI.com, our official partner of the Create You Experience. Are you a coach or a trainer struggling with using WhatsApp for your group messaging, text message for one-on-one client communication, email for check-ins, workout programs on a software like Trainerize, True Coach, or even Google Sheets, Kajabi as a resource center, Google Drive to store all of your content, and running into the problem of too many systems or a lack of quality with the experience you're providing your clients? Well, luckily for you, MyCoachAI.com is smarter, faster, and just simply genius. One platform that consolidates all the systems using streamlined communication and automation to simplify your coaching to provide a better experience for your clients and a place for you to start and or scale your business by working on your business rather than in your business. If this sounds the one-stop shop platform for you, then go to www.mycoachai.com to learn more. Now back to the podcast. So today we are welcomed by a very special guest, my friend Sid. Sidney Scott. He is a military veteran turned full-time online coach and the creator of the CURE, C-U-R-E, framework that helps people heal and transform from the inside out. My friend, welcome to the show.
Thank you, man. I'm really honored and happy and excited to be here.
Not bad, eh? The little intro, do you like it? What do you think about my coach? What are your thoughts from?
Honestly, that intro is fire. Everything with what you're doing with My Coach AI is fire. And honestly, like, I'm not going to lie, I'm a coach who still has a Google Drive rocking. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, when I heard that, I'm like, my man is dialed in. And you can tell that it's an app that was created from someone that knows it, breathes it, and does it versus, you know, some software engineer who's like, we're just going to build an app. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, we've been building it for a long time, and I've served over, I don't know, like 70,000 people over the years, over the last 10 years. So yesterday, actually, we had to cancel the podcast because of my internet. I know, I'm a bad boy. But yesterday you mentioned that you were following me like many, many years ago, and then you stumbled upon me again through getting you on the podcast and doing all that. Like, tell me about that really quick, because you're also now successful, and you have a lot of powerful things to talk about on this podcast. But yeah, tell me, bro. I'm excited.
Yeah, man. So back in the, like, I don't know, the golden era, or like the OG era of fitness YouTube, whatever you want to call it, and, you know, it was like the early 2010s in there. That's when I saw you just creating like a lot, just creating content. And I'm like, you know, this dude is super solid. I mess with this dude. And then somewhere in the transition of joining the military and getting super caught up in my career, you know, I just wasn't something that I was following anymore, more up until recently. And, you know, just seeing the evolution that you've gone through is pretty awesome. So, yeah, that's pretty much that, man. Like, you know, simply put, one thing that I've always, and now I'm a coach. I knew nothing about coaching then, or even really getting in shape then.
And now you have quite a few clients, yeah?
I've worked with a lot of clients through group coaching programs, in-person events, retreats, you know, all stuff. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And so tell me, you went from being in the military, what shifted? Obviously, you need a lot of discipline, and you have a lot of discipline because of that. It goes without saying. I mean, once you're a part of the military, it's like forever ingrained in your sangre, your blood. So what, tell me, military to now coaching, being a very high level, would you call yourself a CEO?
I wouldn't call myself a CEO. It's not something I, you know, identify with right now. I've the most I've ever had, you know, supporting me at one time is one other person. Typically when I need help with things, I just go like the independent contractor route. So yeah, I mostly just identify if I have to, just like as a coach. So Yeah, man. It ultimately, it's kind of crazy that you said like the discipline is kind of like ingrained in you, because what happened was I went from this really, really disciplined person to I got out of the military. Within 6 months of getting out of the military, I started my coaching business and I hit my first six figures within 6 months. And I immediately threw all discipline to the side, bro. I went from like this guy who was militant to like all this structure. I was in the military for 8 years. All this structure for 8 years to suddenly I'm making, I remember I hit my first 20K month and I'm like, I get to do whatever I want now. Like no one can tell me anything. I really thought that like I had figured out everything that there is to ever figure out about life. And man, I went off the deep end. I was the pendulum, right? I swung all the way to about as undisciplined as you could be and fell into like a depression all over again, man. It was crazy. So I've swung back to like, man, there is something to that discipline piece. And it's like truly life-saving, honestly.
So bro, this is, it's funny because I can relate to this so much. I was never in the military, but I always played American football. And I don't live in the States anymore, but American football is something that I still love it. I watch it here where I live, and it's something ingrained in me, even though I've lost touch with it many times, whatever it is. Like I grew up playing and I grew up loving it, and that came with discipline. And discipline is something, the same thing for me, man. I played collegiate football, Division I, Florida Atlantic University, not for too long, for a short amount of time. And then I quit. And I was like, fuck structure. I want nothing to do with it. But then slowly you get back into it, you know, and you're like, I have it in my blood. Like, I can't.
I'm better with it. I'm happier with it. Life works better with it. And then you start to understand, you know, why it was so hammered into us in the first place, whether it's through your coaches, through practice, or whether, you know, it was in the beginning through boot camp instructors, right? It's like, oh, okay.
So how quickly did you hit 20K in a month?
I hit it in my fourth month. This was in 2021.
Fourth month.
Yeah, this was in 2021.
And what was the deciding factor of you going from $0 per month to 20K per month at that 4 month mark?
To be honest, it just happened, bro. So like I had a lock screen goal on my phone to hit my first 10K month. It's just like I had a handful of goals, but I had that one there. And I got out of the military and like hit the ground running, like posting content, doing lives, doing DMs, doing everything. I was like, I took the same kind of like tenacity and just transferred it over. I'm like, I felt like I had been unchained, like I could fly. You got to understand, at that point in life, not only was I was going through a divorce and I was getting out of the military. Yeah.
How old are you?
Both. I'm 30.
Boy.
Both of those things were happening at the same time. So both of them literally ended at the same time. I'm like, I'm brand new. So I had all this energy and all this like excitement to just be free. I'm like, this is everything I could have ever dreamed of. I'm like, I have all my time back, all my freedom back. I can do whatever I want. So I was just hustling hard. And I remember I looked at my payment processor one day. I was checking it out. And then I was like, wait a minute. I like passed this goal that I've had on my lock screen. I completely even forgot about it. I'm like, I need to update this. And then I was like, what was even the point of that? But that's like a whole other conversation we could talk about. Cause I was just like, man, I was like, oh, wow. I did it. Okay. That's cool. But like, I didn't even care, bro. I was like, let's just keep going.
Dude. so you hit the 20K mark.
Yeah.
And then how did you sustain it? What'd you do?
So I sustained it. So this is an amazing conversation we're about to get into, because after that I hit like 32, and then I kind of hovered around like 10 to 15 for about a year after that. And then like, I want to say I ended up like pretty close to zero again. And essentially I was like, there was a lot of stuff coming up for me. Like, I actually haven't fully had this conversation, so I already feel good about where this is going. I haven't actually processed. I haven't fully processed this and talked about it out loud.
I love this shit. And I love this shit. This is my shit.
No, because this is the real shit, bro. Like, this is it right here. This is it. So
tell me. I'm in my seat. Tell me, bro.
So essentially the method of just like running and gunning and just signing clients, like, it stopped being so easy. It stopped being so effortless. And also I went through a transition with my market. So I started online coaching with fitness specifically for Black women. That was like my market. That was my goal. I can talk about why that was. But then I didn't want to do the fitness thing anymore. Again, as I became undisciplined, fitness wasn't something I cared about anymore. And I wanted to focus more on like emotions and mindset, because that was what was really important to me. And I figured, you know, that kind of deals with fitness anyways. So I switched. So I made that switch and everything was good, like, until it wasn't. And so to answer your question, how did I sustain it? I ultimately did it. And now the season that I'm in right now, which is what I told you about why I was excited to be on your podcast, it's because I was listening to your episode that you did probably at the beginning of last year, maybe, or maybe the beginning of this year. You did a podcast episode and you're basically just talking about like, okay, I'm going through the season of why am I doing what I'm doing? You talked about the season of, okay, I've gotten to this point in my life and I realized like of this tree that represents all that I am, 20 to 30% of it is like me. And the rest is like all of this stuff that I've just probably accumulated along the way, picked up along the way. So I feel like that's exactly, you know, where I'm at right now. I'm just like, okay, I've worked with a lot of clients. I was able to get my income back up. I've worked with clients. But like ultimately, you know, I just turned 30 this summer and I'm about to get married again. And so I'm like, okay, where are we really going? Like what's really good? Who am I really? Who do I get to be now? Cause I'm finally in a place where I feel like I can just breathe, to where I'm not like hustling. I'm not like just surviving. I'm not just like running and gunning, but like, I want to be so intentional about like this next decade of my life, which is something I've never even thought about before. So it's actually like, it's kind of crazy, man. I feel like at some point, if you're someone who wants to be an online coach, entrepreneur of any kind, it's like you first have to hit that 10 to 20,000 mark and hit it for a little bit to actually have the time and space to really feel what it feels like to be free in a sense and really come to know yourself in a sense. But then I feel like that's when like your personal development really starts to begin. And so I feel like that's where I am right now, where I'm igniting my own breakthrough all over again right now. I'm creating myself all over again right now.
I've actually not heard of like that approach. Hey, go hard and then find yourself once you reach the financials, in a way. Mm. But it does make sense. It makes sense to, I could see it working for some people. Hustle, lock yourself in a freaking room, do whatever it takes to get to where you want to go financially. Once you get to that financial piece, but it also what it seems like to me is running away from who you are, like as a person, like just, or running into this void that's being filled, which is money. Like essentially money is the void. Like we have something that's missing in an essence with money that we feel like we're attached to in a certain way. So we run to it to earn it, to essentially fill our ego, to fill our void. And then we go back and we're like, okay, I know what it feels like. Now let's start over. I don't know if that does actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know if it does make more sense to do. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. You know, honestly, I don't know if it makes more sense or not. For me, what I believe is like, okay, say all you've ever known is something like I knew, which is the military. I joined the military and I was 19. So like I never entered corporate, so to speak. So like all I knew was like, it's not even 9 to 5. It's more than that. right? So it's like, I feel like, again, if you wake up and the only reason you wake up every day is to go to work and make money, then it's like there's so much of who you really are that's like left on the table. And you kind of, in my opinion, I feel like you have to get to a place where that's not the only reason you wake up anymore. Like legitimately, it's taken care of. And now you're in a space where it's like, okay, who am I really? Who, now that I don't have to worry about this, now that I don't have to like focus on this, like, who am I really? Like, what am I really doing? And you shared one of your moments where you were questioning, like, if I could just close my eyes and like not have to do this anymore. I had that point about a year before I got out of the military. And I was looking in the mirror. I'm like, I know I can't do this anymore. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. And I was looking in the mirror like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like this, the way that I'm living, I don't know. I just don't want to do this anymore. Like, I just want this to end. And, you know, I heard God speak to me in that moment, like in just a really low moment. It's tend to when I hear God the loudest. God was like, you know exactly what you're supposed to be doing and you're avoiding it. And I was like, okay, what is it? He's like, you're supposed to be helping people. So what you didn't know about my story is I got a life coaching certification back in 2018. And I didn't do anything with it other than just had this experience where I felt like I'd been searching and searching and searching for meaning in this feeling. And when I was going through the life coaching certification program, bro, I felt like every single cell in my body was like tingling and vibrating. And I felt a high that I had never experienced in my life. And I'm like, I feel like this is what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. But I was in the military at that time, so I couldn't really necessarily do anything with it. So I just kind of avoided it. And then I hit this moment, and that's when God was like, no, that thing, that what you felt and how you were learning to help people, that's what you're supposed to do. So I said, all right, 2020, I joined a program to like learn how to, you know, run a coaching business, and got out of the military in 2021 and like hit the ground running. So it, in a way, like, I hear what you're saying, where it's like, maybe you're working a little bit backwards, like trying to fill a void. And I was trying to fill a void, but the void I was trying to fill was like a void of just meaning and purpose. And then I feel like I closed that kind of loop, so to speak, like my purpose. So I want to hear your thoughts on this. I feel like our purpose kind of operates in cycles, to where the beginning and the end of the purpose cycle is like you're seeking something. You don't even necessarily know what it is. It's a feeling. It's an experience. It's something that you can't touch, but like you're seeking. And I believe the purpose cycle starts and ends there. So when it ends there or starts there, I'm like, you're looking for something. You kind of figured out what it is. And then you run the course of whatever you need to learn, whoever you need to become, whatever you need to experience, whoever you need to meet. And then you end up back at that same point again, where it's like, okay, there's something more. There's something else. I'm not necessarily sure what it is. I understand that, you know, I get to just be in this moment now. However, in this moment now, I recognize that there's probably still something else for me. And then you start down that cycle again. What are your thoughts on that?
It's called intuition, bro.
Okay.
Like what we're talking about here, intuition, is the closer that we get to ourselves is the more clear our purpose becomes. Mm. And our purpose, I don't believe, is something really, really big and crazy. I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Now, our purpose is simple. And so in order, when we're going through like this cycle, I believe that is just emotion tugging at intuition. It's like, not at intuition, sorry. Emotion tugging at our being, who we are, and intuition's right in the middle of it. So let me put it like this. You have right here at the bottom your being, who you are as a person, right? Many times we don't even see it, but we can get very clear on it and be like, all right, this is who I am, no matter what is happening above it. Okay. Right above it, as close as possible, is our intuition. And then a little bit above our intuition is our emotion. And so what you're talking about is this cycle of like, well, it's where the emotion comes in. It's going through the intuition and grabbing the being. And so it's pulling at you. But our intuition is telling us, no, it's not me. It is just emotion. Just let it ride. Just let it be. And so what essentially is happening, I feel, is that this, you go in this circle, you're like, you have a high, high, and then you go to a low, low, and then you're getting tugged over here, and you feel, it's just, don't go too high, don't go too low. And that right there, that equilibrium, is where we thrive. That's our being. So no matter what we're, no matter what hits us, no matter how vicious the cycle or how often the cycle or whatever it is, it's just a cycle because our purpose is the same and our being is the same. The passions are not the same because they come and go. They're passions. The emotional stuff, it comes and go. But our intuition is going to give us all the information that we need to be able to decipher what is reality on the external compared to the reality on the internal. Does that all make sense? That's my thoughts on it. It's like, it's simply just the seed, who we are, our intuition and emotion. There's nothing else. And emotion's tugging at us, and it's our intuition telling us, hey, just let it be. Because you're gonna be right back where you were on the opposite side of that cycle soon. Just let it go. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
I like that. And honestly, That last piece that you said about you're going to be right back where you were, just kind of let it go, is that's interesting. That's I feel like that's so easy to say, but man, I'm finding it. Yeah,
like it's complicated when we think about it. And think like. Really, really take in life. Okay. Let's even talk about death for a second. When you think about someone dying, going through the process of dying, okay, I want you to simply think of death right now. Simply. Just like you die. You go through suffering, you die. Okay. Now I want you to think about it like every single thing that comes with death. It immediately becomes complicated, right?
In my mind, I'm like, nothing comes with it. It's like, if I think about death for what it really is, it's like, it's final, it's done. Like,
no, but what comes with it? Like, I mean, when you're dying, like what comes with dying? When you say, hey, I am dying, there's going to be a certain amount of suffering and then I'm gone, right? It's, you're not thinking about, when I'm dying, I could potentially have this, and this could be causing this, and this creates this. It's like when you look at suffering, for example. Suffering is very simple. It is suffer. Whether it is from this or this or this, suffering is suffering.
Yeah.
And so if we label levels of suffering and this and that, that's when it gets so much more complicated and so much more aggressive. And so internal. However, when we can, and you've probably seen this before many, many times, some powerful people can take their minds out of, have you ever seen the monks? Like, I think they lit him on fire or something like that. And he's sitting there, dude, sitting there meditating. I mean, come on. Because there's a level of simplicity to the physical realm of the body. And where we're living and what we're going through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I tell people, life is complicated when you're thinking about it. But when you're not thinking about it, let's say you're sick. What if you're not thinking about that you're sick? What is the difference between somebody who has no legs and has lived with no legs for 30 years and a person that has no legs in an instant, like right now? Like, imagine if you just lost your legs right now. What is the difference? The difference, like, really, what is the difference?
Yeah, I mean, you bring up an awesome point. Like, the difference is I'm going to be thinking so much about what changes now, what maybe I miss out on now. I go deep in a spiral of like the me verse and just thoughts about myself and what that really means and looks like. And
But it's simple. You don't have legs.
It is. At the end of the day, it's simple. It's like, okay,
I don't have legs. All the other things that you like, even if you don't have legs, it's one component of your life. And so is it more challenging? It depends. If you were living in a world where everybody had no legs, it wouldn't be any more challenging than anybody. Like, what is challenge? So we create all these thoughts and things. Like, I'm not saying that it is any less or more than someone with legs. Like, obviously it's more challenging than for what we do in life. But if you do different things in life and you don't need your legs, again, it's all perspective. I have a friend, Nick, who has no legs, has no arm, and only has like one finger.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm sure you know Nick.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know how to say it either.
I can't say his last
name. Yeah.
And when I think about him, I'm like, of course he has had thoughts about, yeah, I wish I had this, or I wish I was able to go run up there and do this and that. But the man lives a great, great life. And he lives a greater life, a more fulfilled life than the majority of people.
Yeah, based on perspective. Yeah. Just his perspective and his choice. That's another thing that you talk about, or that I remember you talking about when you were at that point. I remember when you said like you couldn't move your leg and body was kind of like falling apart, but ultimately you woke up and like made a choice. Like, you know what? Do you feel like when you made that decision, like, I have a choice, I'm going to make this work no matter what? Was that when you kind of came to the realization or even just acceptance of how simple life is?
Yeah. I realized in that moment, life is a choice. Tell me I'm dying. No, I'm not dying. Tell me I'm dying. No, I'm not dying. You can tell me as many times as you want. I'm not dying. I'm not dying. It's not happening. It's not reality. Think about the power of the mind if you're able to do that. If you lived simply, someone told you you're dying, you're like, okay. You kept on going with your day.
Yeah.
Imagine the power of that. Imagine the power of that in your business. Imagine the power of that in your relationship, your friendships, your family, and all the things that you did, right? Like, hey, oh, we're going to donate blood to blah, 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 or this place, or St. Jude's, or whatever it is. You start thinking about it, you're like, oh my God. What if you were just in the moment, you just gave blood, and then you walked away? You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So it's just thought. What destroys us is just thinking based off of our thoughts.
Yeah.
And that's how you made your... That's the unique thing about you that I hear is that you made the 20K in 4 months because you weren't thinking too much. But then what happened when you started thinking?
No, I'll tell you. Nothing good.
Yeah.
Nothing good. And honestly,
it's not here now, dude. That's the thing. When we don't play in right now, in the moment, we fight with death. Like we fight with death and we fight with fake things.
And the fake things that I began to fight with heavily at that point in time is like literally just imaginary negative outcomes and like imaginary negative futures that like I didn't want to experience, because it's crazy. Like, one of the first challenges that I ran up against once I started making some money that I never even knew I could make was like, okay, now what if this doesn't happen anymore? Like, what if this, like, what if this, and what if I can't, like, I've changed my lifestyle. What if I can't keep up this lifestyle now that I've made some like upgrades? And what it, and it's like it, and literally it's just a lot of what ifs that are more or less, again, like imaginary things that robbed me of even being able to enjoy like the moment that I was creating. And I feel like what I'm hearing you say, and hopefully anyone who's listening to this is it's not only helping me, I hope it's helping y'all too. What I'm hearing you say is like, it's not apathy, but it's almost like all you really have is just your being at the end of the day. Yep. And like you said, whatever's coming up on top of it, like, okay. Like, you don't make it mean a whole lot, positive or negative, is more or less what I'm taking away. But rather just stay focused on, regardless of what is happening, like, what are you going to make of this moment right now? Who are you going to be right now? Are you going to let yourself get pulled up? I'm kind of like using the layers that they can't see. You're going to let yourself get like pulled up all the way up here and like, and become disconnected with who you were down here.
Many years ago when I was going through that stuff, when I made the choice, I remember this so vividly, man. I was in my bed, bro. I'm going to be vivid on this. Here we go.
Do it.
Here we go. I was in my bed and I remember I was grabbing my throat because I have something where like it feels like someone's restricting my esophagus. Like it feels like someone's pressing on my throat all the time. So I'm laying in bed. My whole leg is numb. My right leg. I have so many things happening. I'm addicted to a drug. There's a lot of shit is hitting me. And I look up at the fan and I'm like, this would be easier. And I start crying, just like hysterically crying. I'm like angry. I'm not even like crying that I'm sad. I'm angry in that moment. I'm saying, when is this going to stop? Like, when is it going? Is it ever going to stop the pain? I also just had surgery in my left shoulder and I couldn't even move it. And I was having such severe pain. I was addicted to a drug. I was feeling like my body was broken. I lost 40 pounds. I'm laying in my bed and I'm just like screaming into my pillow. I'm like just filled with tears and like it was a sea of tears. So angry. And I was like, I'm not fucking letting this shit fucking happen. That's what I said. I sat up and I'm like, I'm moving back to fucking California in 2 weeks. I get up, I go into the bathroom, I look in the mirror, I'm like, I'm moving back to California in 2 fucking weeks. I know I'm going to make it happen. There is nothing that's going to stop me. I feel like shit. I look like shit. All of these things, everything is going against me. I am not settling for it. Hell no, this is not how I'm going out. Boom. I moved back to California. I made $120,000 in the first day of my business. And there you have it. My life changed forever. And it was something that I really, really, really looked at. And I was like, wow, hold up. I'm sitting here, whole right leg numb, lost 40 pounds, lost hundreds of thousands of dollars, lost my team, had a breakup, lost my dog. What I wasn't even seeing clearly. I felt like someone was choking me all the time. My shoulder, like, broken. And I'm just like, I changed my thought process. And then I was one step closer to fully health me that quick. Dude, thinking. What I was doing was I was thinking about my symptoms. I was thinking about what was happening to me. And it was creating, I feel like it was creating allergic reactions. It was creating problems. It was creating sickness, more sickness. It was creating an extra level of energy that I didn't even need. And it became so heavy that I couldn't handle it because I was just creating energy. It wasn't even like it was being thrown on me. It's our choice to either have the energy about it or not.
Then
that's it, bro. What came up for you when you thought about it? Something that you related to, I'm sure.
I mean, what came up for me was, I mean, I just remember having a moment. I was like, okay. So when I was going through my military separation and going through my divorce, and I remember I had got off, I was in virtual court. I was having a virtual hearing, and I remember the virtual hearing ended. And that was when I found out that, like, the judge, unless I wanted to keep paying for this divorce to go on to get my dog back, the judge was just going to let her take my dog. And so I'm like, I'm on my hands and knees crying at this point. And then I was like, it hit me that I had a choice. Again, it hit me that I had a choice. I was like, okay, either I'm going to let this moment ruin me and be so upset, or I'm going to ask myself the question that I had learned to start asking myself, but for some reason I only seem to ask it when things just really suck. I ask myself the question, how is this happening for me? And like, what am I going to do? Like, what am I ultimately going to do? Am I just going to sit here and be cut up, hurt, angry at her, angry at the judge, angry at the situation? Or like, am I just going to accept it for what it is? Ask myself, how is this happening for me? And then move on. And what's even cooler about that is when I asked myself, how is this happening for me? The answer that I got was, I don't know, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, and when I know is when I'll know. But ultimately, it doesn't matter. But what if I can just trust that it is? And that is how I ultimately started to deal with a lot of stuff. Because when I got out of the military, man, I was on 6 different medications for all of my different mental health issues that I was running up against. And I love what you're saying. It all came down to thought, because ultimately it was a lot about how I was thinking about everything that I was thinking about. And I didn't know how to handle it. And I didn't know how to handle what my body was doing as a response to it. So I just started adding medications and medications and medications until I remember it got so hard to wake up and so hard to go to sleep. And I needed a medication to wake up. I needed one to go to sleep. I needed one for everything. And then again, I had another moment where I was like, there has to be more to me than this. Like, there was an existence of me before all of this. Before I decided to go all the way to this point where I am now, where I've got all these this cocktail of pills that I'm taking just to exist, I'm like, there is a me before this. Like, how do I get back to that person? And then I was like, I just fucking decide to get back to that person. And I look at what, how did I even get here? What were the things that I was thinking? And do I have new choices about those things? New choices of how I'm going to think about all of these things, other perspectives, other ways that I can look at how all of these circumstances happened to me. How did they happen for me? And man, but what I'm going to tell you is I wouldn't have been able to take all the time and space to do that if I didn't have some, I don't know, I guess some cushion to live and eat and survive. You know what I mean? Like, to be able to take days at a time to think about how I've been thinking about what I'm thinking about. Right. You know what I mean? But this is helping me a lot, man, because I'm just thinking about even where I am right now. Like, I'm about to get married again. I feel like you said all you have is the seed. I feel like what we have is we have seed, we have time, and we have a harvest. That's just basically life. We have seed, time, and harvest. And I feel like where I'm at right now, where I'm going to switch some things up in my business, I'm switching some things up with my environment, where we're putting our whole house in storage and we're just going to go around, travel. Yeah. And, you know, I'm getting married. I'm like, this is really a season. This is like a seed season. And I feel like, okay, if I'm going to be attacked at any point in time, attacked by myself, attacked by negative thoughts, attacked by fear, attacked by doubt, it's going to happen right now. And I feel like this conversation for me is just really anchoring. It's really grounding me into, okay, trust who you are. Trust who you've always been. Focus on that more than you focus on really anything else.
I trust me as well, man. So much. I believe that's why I'm building a software company. What? Come on. Come on. Never would I have ever thought this. I'm sitting in an office right now in Cordoba, Argentina. And I'm like, to me, it's so normal. My mom was like, hey, this is, like, don't you feel like you're so foreign? I'm like, no, I feel at home anywhere I go. And why? It's because I just trust myself. I trust myself so much. And because I trust myself so much, it's leading me to the promised land.
Okay. Yeah. How Argentina?
My I told you, I trust myself.
Okay, that's it. Well, what I'm saying is at some point you had a thought or a calling or intuition, like, go here.
Yeah, it was a while when I was dating a girl in Playa del Carmen in Mexico.
Okay.
And I met a couple of them. I was like, I don't know why I'm so attracted to this energy. I want this energy in my life.
Got it.
And I went to Colombia. I was like, no. Went to Costa Rica. I was like, this is super nice and so laid back and beautiful and amazing, but not right now. I went to Guadalajara, Mexico again. And I was like, I'm back to Playa del Carmen. Then I went to Madrid, Spain. And I was like, I love this place and I could see myself staying here, but not right now. No. I went to Buenos Aires, which is the capital of Argentina. Ton of people there. Like, ridiculous amount of people. Like, way more than New York. And I was like, man, I love this. This place is awesome. Like, I should just live here. But something was still telling me, no, don't live here. Live in Cordoba, Argentina, which is a smaller city inside of the country. So I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to go freaking a couple days. Ended up being there 2 days. I was like, I'm gonna extend it 5 days. Ended up being there pretty much my entire trip. I was only supposed to come to Argentina for a week, and then I left to Florida because I had to go for tests and all this stuff, like health things. And when I left, I was like, yeah, I don't really want to live there. Like, it's not the place for me. I don't know why people love it so much that I've talked to, like, Cordobesas, it's called a Cordobesa, like a person from Cordoba. And I went to Florida. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna move to Buenos Aires. Right. So I moved back thinking I was moving to Buenos Aires. When I got to Buenos Aires, I was like, why do I want to go back to Cordoba? I don't even understand it. It's nothing special about the city. Like, I don't feel like it's this crazy. But my gut, dude, I do not ever say no to my gut.
Man.
And so I just went, and man, it's been 5 months now. Wow. And I have my own office. I've dated. I have one girl that I talk to right now, like, that I've talked to since I've been here for five months. I'm speaking a different language that I never thought I would be speaking. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. It really, really is, because my life that I live here, I'm just in my own little world.
Man, I don't know. I'm sure we're coming up on time, but I love all of that, because for me, I feel like, and I'm so grateful, you know, for this conversation, because for me, that's what my gut is telling me. Put everything in storage. You'll know where you're going to go when it's time.
There you go.
We're packing up in December. I learned Arabic in the military, so I can relate to learning a whole new language in a short amount of time. Yeah. Yep.
Did you have to, it was like an intensive course, right? Like, you have to go like a certain amount of, how many months is it?
It's a 63 week program.
Yeah. It's like super intense, but you learn it.
Yep, but you learn it. Yeah. Yeah. And ironically enough, as I've been talking about this and putting it out there, you know, I've connected with someone that I went through a coaching program with who has a empty house in Egypt. And
really?
Yeah. And, you know, we started talking about everything that we've been going through over the past couple of years. And she's like, come to Egypt. You can stay in my house. And so honestly, I feel like that's where we're going to start, is Egypt, and just see what happens from there.
So cool. Just be careful because of what's happening in the middle. Like right now, there's shit going down. So,
yeah. And it's touch and go, right? But I'm like,
bro, that's amazing.
We'll see what happens. And I'm like, maybe there's a reason. Maybe I'm going to meet someone, speak Arabic with them out there. And that's going to lead. Who knows, bro? Who knows? I'm just like kind of buckling up.
I was at, I talked to somebody about this recently. He was like, man, I don't know where to go. I don't feel like I have a purpose. I'm like, what is one place that you want to go to right now? It's like Greece. And I'm like, Greece, eh? He's like forever. I've always wanted to go to Greece. And he's in, where is he? Colombia or somewhere right now. I don't know where he is. But he just hasn't been happy with where he is. He said, Greece. And I'm like, go to Greece. And he's like, I don't even know why I want to go to Greece. I'm like, go to Greece. That's it. If your intuition tells you to do something, obviously, that doesn't harm other people, do it. Even if it says invest all of your money into this, do it. Even if you lose your investment, there's a meaning behind it. There's something there that's guiding you to an exact spot.
Man.
Anyways. Well, bro, we're running up on time now, so I appreciate you coming on, joining. I've really appreciated this podcast, and I believe a lot of the listeners are going to as well. Where can they find you, Sid?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at I am Sid Scott, SIDSCOTT. That'd be the best place to find me. And I've got a collection of resources that have really helped me a lot in my life and have helped a lot of my clients that I want to give away for free, if that's cool. Okay.
Yeah. Where are we going?
Yeah. You just go to sydneyscott.com/free.
sydneyscott.com/free. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go. And Sid, is there one last message that you want to give out?
You know, anything that I would want to give out right now is just echoing what you shared, because I feel like it's what I need to hear. And it's just coming home to whatever your intuition is calling you to do, whether it's recent or whether it's been an echo for a long time. Trust it, roll with it. I can't tell you there's ever been a time where I've regretted it. To back when I had no income and no future, losing 8 years of military income, going to zero, to moving to a new state to pursue my dream of starting a coaching business and it working. There's so many other times, even joining the military, I thought I would never be someone who would be in the military. But all of these nudges of my intuition is just validation for me and confirmation for me again to just trust it, hear it, listen, make the space to hear it if you don't hear it, but it's always been there. So, yeah, man. Thank you.
Well, thank you, bro. And thanks for those last words. This is the Create You Experience, where we ignite your breakthrough and bring your vision to life. And don't forget, www.mycoachai.com, smarter, faster, genius, one consolidated platform for all of your coaching needs. Course creation, programs, communication. We got it for you, and we're waiting for you. Thanks so much for tuning in for this episode, and we'll see you on the next one. Cheers.
I got a vision and I know it's about to take flight. I'm dedicated to growth. I keep my mind right. I fell down, got up. I'm unbreakable. Anything in my way, I'ma break through. Lights, camera, action, take two. Can't worry about what they do. You gotta create you.